Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. We believe small actions can have great impact. Take a small action today. Speak to a financial broker about a Zurich pension.
Now, while hosting a gathering of new mothers as part of National Breastfeeding Week at Oras an Uachtaráin yesterday, Sabina Higgins has said that she believes new mothers are asked to leave hospital too soon after giving birth. Is she right? Well, to discuss this and the broader issues around maternity care, we're joined now by Professor Deirdre Daly, Associate Professor in Midwifery at the School of Nursing and Midwifery at Trinity College, and by Sarah Flynn, a mother and gentle birth instructor. And thank you both very much for taking the time to speak to us on Drive Time this evening. Deirdre, Thank you. And I might come to yourself, Deirdre, first. And do you think Sabina Higgins is right?
I think that sense of what she's saying is right, Sarah, very much so. And it's, you know, 50% of first-time mothers in Ireland leave hospital within 48 hours. A further 45%, so that's nearly all women, have left hospital by day five. Now, I don't know if those women want to go home, if most of them will be fit and well to go home, of course, and that's taken without given. But I don't know if they actually want to go home, but I would say most women who are healthy and well after giving birth to their baby want to be at home with their family to start the family. But I think what Sabina is saying is that what women need is support. And if that support has to be there, whether they're in hospital or whether they're at home, and it's that support that women have said again and again and again that they're not getting, particularly postnatally in this country.
And I know, Deirdre, that you're launching the Trinity Centre for Maternity Care Research today. So you're listening to women who are pregnant or who have just given birth as part of that research. So what are those women saying to you in terms of the supports that they do need when they leave hospital?
Sarah, they're saying the same thing repeatedly for the last decades. And they're saying that they get a lot of attention during their pregnancy, during their labour and birth. And then when they leave the hospital, all of the attention all of a sudden becomes focused on the baby. And they become very much secondary to it. They themselves, in many ways, are focused on their own baby as well and learning. Do you know that those early days, early weeks and the struggles and am I doing right and trying to become a mother? And they're focused on that. But there comes a point when they realise nobody is asking me about me. Nobody's asking how I am.
Yeah, I think that's an experience. I think that's an experience a lot of women listening will empathise with or will have experienced themselves, Deirdre. I mentioned we've Sarah Flynn with us as well. And Sarah, you run antenatal workshops and you're also a gentle birthing coach, as I said. In terms of the hospital part, as Deirdre said, she thinks maybe it might be more about supports that Sabina Higgins is trying to get at as opposed to time in hospital per se. What do you think?
I think Deirdre has hit the nail on the head, and I think what Sabina, and in fairness to Sabina, I think she has done great work in their time in the Oras to kind of draw attention to this. But what I would say is that it's a case of continuity of care and community-based supports that can be lacking in some areas, or indeed are a postcode lottery, Sarah, in some places. I think, yes, you have all that attention through your pregnancy, the birth, you're in the hospital those early, maybe only 48 hours, as Deirdre said, and then you go home. And the level of support that you're going to get in those early weeks and months postnatally really varies drastically from one area to another, even from one home setup to another. And I think that, in essence, is the running theme with everybody I speak to, I would imagine most whom Deirdre speak to. And it's such a critical time. It's a critical time for baby, but then it's also a critical time for mum in that transition. Not just mum, but actually the family unit as a whole as they transition to this new phase with a baby, but particularly for the mother, because she's gone through something major physically, emotionally, hormonally, and then lifestyle-wise as well. And sometimes it probably does feel a little bit like you're thrown in the deep end, you're sent home, and who's looking after you when you're going through such a major, major life shift?
Yeah, and Deirdre, you said this is the same message that you've been hearing from mothers for decades now, and yet it sounds like nothing has changed, or potentially things might have changed for the worse, have they? Because a lot of that support maybe you might have got from your family in a sort of a community setting that maybe might not be as active now. I don't know, I'm asking the question. What do you think?
I think it varies. There are some women who are living in a community and they describe the absolutely gorgeous support they have from family and friends if they have been in a community for a while. But it's women have described to us, and when we've listened to them, they've talked about this pendulum of care, and it's very much the regional variation that happens. There's women that describe absolutely beautiful pregnancy, birth, postpartum care experiences, and at the core of that, there would seem to be continuity of carer relationships. But there's also this other thing that women recently have talked to us about, and this is there's an attentive presence of a health professional. Mm. And if you even listen to those words and that attentive presence, it's someone who's listening to them, someone who's giving them individual time and attention, and someone who's giving them the care during what they also described as this magnitude of motherhood. There's beautiful research that has come out, and it has, you know, formed and contributed to the World Health Organization's most recent guideline, which is on positive postpartum care. And what women said they wanted was positive postnatal experience, where they were able to adapt to their new self-identity, develop a sense of confidence and competence as a mother, adjust to changes in their intimate and family relationships, including the relationships with the baby, navigate ordinary physical and emotional changes, and experience the dynamic achievements in personal growth as they adjust to the new normal of motherhood and parenting. Now,
how do we achieve that?
How can we achieve it? We look after the women.
But who looks after them? Who does it then?
Exactly. Who's doing it and the way we're doing it? If you think about it, all pregnancy, labour and birth are all about becoming a mother. And then when that happens and we take the continuity of care and support away at the very time they need it to form that solid, confident foundation in I'm doing okay as a mum, I'm doing good, I'm doing good as a family. And the father is in there as well. So women described two core parts of support as well, and that was peer support, the partner support. And if they're relying on their partner for support, then the partner needs support too. So we need to shift and change so that we follow the women into the community wherever they are, and we build everything they say. And it's not they're not looking for much.
So is it a public health nurse, Deirdre, do you think? I'm just trying to figure out how, because what you're describing, I think, is so beautiful, really, as an experience for mothers. And I think would be, like, I think most people or most women and indeed families would love to see it happen. But how do we make it happen? So is it public health nurses, or who are the people who keep that connection with women as they go back to their homes and to try and give them that support?
Well, if you think about our current lovely maternity care strategy is focused on bringing a lot of care, maternity care and midwifery care into the community. Mm-hmm. So if you think, if a lot of women had their antenatal care in the community, and they can have it, and most women, all women need a midwife, and some need a doctor too, but they all need a midwife. Post-birth, all women need a midwife. They need a public health nurse following on care from that. Some need a doctor too. But a few of those hubs of care in a woman's community, she knows where to go, where I can get help, where I can get the expert help and support. She has that focus.
Okay.
And women are also telling us they need that. What they need is somewhere to go, someone to ask, someone who asks, but someone who listens, and that's the attentive presence of a healthcare professional.
I understand, so sort of a postnatal hub, yeah. It's a beautiful idea, Sarah, isn't it? Sorry, I just want to hear what Sarah has to say about it.
Yeah, I think, again, I'm probably seconding a lot of what Deirdre said, but I think really what I would feel, I think what most mothers would feel, is that it needs to be based in the community. We need to be meeting these women where they are. And quite often, if it's like socioeconomic factors can come into it, you can have certain pockets or areas where there are, I would say, good supports out there, that there are things that we can replicate and but they're not there across the board. And then also there's access to supports that you need finances to access that not everybody can. Mm-hmm. And then there's family support, as I think Deirdre hit on something so, so vital and something I talk about all the time, is the dad or the partner or whoever is there in the home. They're one of the number one, or if not the most important support to mum. But in order for them to support, they have to be given support to do it, because it's a whole new world for them as well. And so in order for that to happen, they need to be included in those early stages of the antenatal stages so that they feel confident in their role supporting mum. And then after that, there's, I suppose, acknowledging how big of a shift it is for everybody. I think there's a conversation to be had even culturally sometimes around the fact that, yeah, it is hard. And most of us find it hard lots of the time. And that doesn't mean you're not a bad mum or anything like that. If anything, it probably means you're great because you care and you're trying really hard. And I would say from my own experience of even when you had been running, say, more postnatal things like a breastfeeding or a baby massage group or class, baby massage particularly, sometimes when someone will say one little thing and then you'll see around the room the shoulders drop and kind of the acknowledgement come that, like, oh, we're all in the same boat here. This is not just me finding this really hard. Actually, sometimes it's actually, and you'll have a laugh over a cup of tea and it'll be someone else saying, God, I feel like I haven't talked to my husband in 2 months. And you know, it's sometimes acknowledging that it can feel quite relentless, but that you're not the only one, you're not doing something wrong, but that we need to step in and support. I think, again, there can be cultural factors sometimes, and there's nothing wrong with this. I myself am someone who liked in the early weeks to be up and out and at it, but to acknowledge that if you aren't, you know, up and out and at it straight away, maybe you want an easy day to sit at home with baby on the couch in your pajamas or whatever it is, that doesn't mean you're doing anything wrong, that's actually quite okay. And having somebody to come and meet you at that point and acknowledge that and recognise that, and as Deirdre said, a healthcare professional who you feel, the big thing women I find want is they just want to feel listened to, like somebody actually is listening and meeting them. Like it really boils down to very woman-centred care and meeting them where they are, not where we think they maybe should be.
Okay, well, look, it's really good to have the conversation and begin to talk about the things that I think so many women would like to have in their lives post-birth. And thank you both so much for joining us to discuss it and put forward your ideas. That's Professor Deirdre Daly, who's an associate professor in midwifery at Trinity College, and Sarah Flynn, gentle birth instructor. Thank you both.
Thanks, Sarah.